When I first started, you'd have a pile of mussel shell, maybe a ton. Guy'd come in with a team and wagon and pile the, or scoop them in the wagon. They'd haul them up here to the wagon and scoop them in pile. I've seen piles of shell that'll be 8-10 feet high where they just come out of the wagon up on that seat. Well, then we had a man here, well, we've had two or three of them, that would sort them shells. You see, there's a variety of shells. There's a lot of them. And he'd throw the big ones in one pile and the small ones in another pile and so on like that. Well, to name a few of them, we had what was called washboards. They were the big shell. Three ridges, monkey faces, pimple backs, lady fingers, sand shell, and nigger heads. All of that, we had all of them. Sand shell was the most expensive shell. When I was selling the rough shells, sand shells, a long shell like that, so big around, and they're thin. They're not very thick at all, but to make the most beautiful buttons of anybody's. Well, when I was selling them for $30 a ton, I could get 120 for a ton of these sand shells, so paid to keep them separate. And I'd get $80 a ton for niggerheads. Niggerhead was a high-gloss shell, and they were thick.